Hi, welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. Today is amazing. It's the first episode in 2021, so we're in for a treat. We have New Year's, we have a new painting from Giselle Boulian in Quebec, thank you, and we have new guests and new series of video podcasts and audio podcasts to share with all of you. Today is Sue Abel. I will do an introduction and wishing everybody an amazing 2021. We all deserve it, and I'm really looking forward to help everyone listening to the podcast grow your business, close more deals, get more listings, just get more out of your life and your business. Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today in January 2021, the first episode this year, with Sue Abel from the company Move. And you are focusing on body workouts and mindset. So do you want to tell us more about your company and what is it that you do?
Awesome. So when the pandemic hit, 3 days after, I took my whole business online. So I do a full teaching schedule of live classes over Zoom. And then in addition to that, I also do YouTube. So I have a private YouTube library, and on my website, I have that accessible to members with passwords. And the classes I teach are a combination of small groups of cardio, strength, and then also a lot of yoga as well.
Cool. And then what made you realize that going online was going to be the way other than just a pandemic? Were you thinking about it before, or was that?
Do you know what? This is the funny thing. You know, I've been in this business off and on since I was 18. I had like a period of 10 years where I had a great international business career taking me to New York. And that's really helped me along the way, of course. And I had always been asked by clients, especially when they were going away on vacation or off to the cottage, like, can you just throw something online? I'm like, I'm not going online. There is no way that's going to happen. And then pandemic hit, and it was, the biggest thing was the need for community. So in the fitness industry, and I think in any business, the businesses that are able to maintain and keep going through periods of change like this are the ones where they're brought together by the community. It's the people. So within 3 days, I just sat at my desk and figured out, how am I going to do this? Nice. And it was possible, right? So the niche that it's filled is, number one, that ability to keep the community together. But then also, some people, you know, retreated to different areas in Canada.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've also been able to reach people in other countries and other cities, right? So has online worked for everyone? Absolutely not. And I think some people just don't have the places in their homes to do it, or technical issues of looking at a screen aren't favorable for them.
Okay. And then when you think of, like, for this podcast, the people that watches this are real estate agents, entrepreneur, business owners. So I feel like that's huge to be able to do it online. Yeah. Because very often we don't have the time to drive somewhere and go and do it.
Exactly. And that's the huge benefit. You know, people can do it anytime. So with the recordings, I record the live classes and then also YouTube. So there is so much out there, you know, and you have to find the right trainer for you, right? So I can't be that person for everyone. But there are so many trainers, and there are so many large businesses now that you can wake up, you could do a 10-minute mobility yoga circuit, and then you could go for a walk, right? Have it all done before you're even going to get to your realtor business or a showing. And on the flip side, it also gives that structure. So some people thrive on structure. So even in a business like real estate, where it is, you know, so many hours in the day and all over the place, sometimes it's nice to be able to say, okay, I have a yoga class at 8 a.m. and to have that structure, but still, like you said, the time saving of not having to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a big, it's a big, it's been such a positive for my members. Mm-hmm. The fact that they don't have to worry about what they're wearing. They don't have to get in the car. They don't have to shovel the snow or scrape the ice.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that because I'm still going to the studio to teach them because it's nice to see me in a work environment.
Yeah.
And, but for them, they can be in front of the fireplace doing it. So they love it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you want to talk about mindset and how that would empower someone to continue? Like there's a lot of stress going on and worries. Yeah. And how do you keep up lifting right now?
Yeah. I think the big thing is having that moment of ease and of release. And I always say to people, every time that they show up to move their bodies, I say how strong they are, because the biggest and hardest thing I think always is sticking on your running shoes. So pulling yourself away from the stress, and our heads tend to do this, right? Like they tend to just whirl around. And I always say, like, if you can put your shoes or your boots on and head outside for 10 minutes, it's hard sometimes to believe, like, how can that really make a difference? But getting out of that stressful environment, or simply just like, you know, oh, you know, I love looking at houses. Oh, so-and-so painted their house red, you know, saying hi to a neighbor on the street. It's just a change of circumstance. And it doesn't mean that what's going on in your world changes when you get back in a half an hour.
True.
But it gives that perspective.
True. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And what about working out? Like how important it is, how often, what do you recommend?
Yeah. So do you know what? Fitness has changed over the years, and a lot of that has to do with science. So sometimes people say, oh, you trainers, you know, 10 years ago you told me to do this and now you're telling me to do this. Well, a lot of it has to do with the science, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be these hour workouts anymore. The benefits of fitness have to do with, you know, improving your heart capacity, improving your endurance, and then mobility. So when you can kind of make that shift towards, I want to do this because it changes how I deal with stress, it allows me to be able to get in the car, pick up my kids, pick up my laundry basket. So I say to people, I've gotten away from saying it needs to be four times a week. It needs to be 45 minutes. I say you need to be doing one, at least one full body workout where every single muscle group is used.
Yeah.
Right? Because this shoulder has to be able to talk to this hip, right? And if we're not doing that, we open ourselves up to more risk of injury. And one thing that I have realized, and many of my members have realized through the pandemic, is it doesn't matter how much money you have, how big or small your house is. What matters is this able to move, and is this able to keep me functioning?
Nice.
So I like to say that. And then I also like to say, can you get in one mobility or one stretching or yoga sequence every week? And if you can do that, that's a deliberate movement, and then supplement that with things like dog walks, taking your kids for the walk, getting outside. You've really created a really nice baseline package for yourself of wellness where the body is talking to itself.
Nice. That's pretty cool. And so many people got puppies during COVID. So I think dog walks are like.
Yeah. Do you know what? I always like looking at clients who will get a new dog and they do such a great job of walking it and, you know, giving it its exercise. I always say this, you want a happy dog. It's just like you as a person. If you want a more well-rounded, balanced, happy person, get out and walk. And I love to see the shift. Like I've seen some clients get dogs and just their health totally changes because they become as active as their dog.
Yeah. Something that wakes you up in the morning and then keeps you moving until the end of the night. Usually puppies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. What would be for you like a successful mindset? How would you define that?
A successful mindset, I believe, is a really healthy balance between go and slow. Mm. So I like to use this when people ask me, like you did, what should I be doing in a week? Mm-hmm. So my go, I look at my go as the work time, the more high-paced workouts where the heart rate's higher, balancing that, even your eating, like, you know, your Friday night meal that has dessert and, you know, really fancy foods, and then balancing that with the slow, which is, from a movement perspective, your nice walks outside, your yogas, your mobilities, and then also taking a break from work, which I know is really hard to do. Some people are working harder than ever right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, having your downtime, taking your Netflix time, listening to a podcast, or watching a podcast, and then also balancing that with, okay, Friday night, I went, you know, I did all three courses Friday night. I'm going to, like, you know, take it a little lighter on Saturday. So having that mindset of not all or nothing, but a mindset of balancing and trying to do that deliberately.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Go and slow.
Yeah.
Different areas. Work.
Yes.
Food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what are the most recurring questions that you get in your business regarding body and mindset?
Oh, I love that. I think the biggest question is the one that you asked, which is how much? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the biggest ones. And then gets more specific into, you know, questions about like, what's the best yoga mat to buy?
Oh.
Or how much should I be lifting? Sue, I have now virtually, I have a set of 10 pound weights at home. Is that a good amount for me? And what I always say to people is, no matter the question, is number one, what works for you? So if that yoga mat works for you and you're not slipping and has enough padding, that's the right one for you. It's just like, I like wearing this shirt. Maybe I like the color. It fits well. It's not going to be necessarily the right one for you. And I find that with fitness, we tend, especially with Instagram and social media, we tend to look and say, oh, Sally's doing that. That must be a great idea for me. Whereas it's very much more a personal question. So if 10 pound weights are really easy for me and I'm doing a workout and I'm not feeling fatigue, then I need a different amount, right? So in fitness, I find it's finding your edge, right? And looking at the why. So one of the quotes I like to give, and it sometimes it can be controversial for people. I always say, I don't think you're training for the Olympics right now. So
nice.
If you're not, why do you need to do a 2-hour workout unless you just love working out for 2 hours and you don't get injured? But one of the things during the pandemic has been, and one of the things as we transition, we've learned a lot about ourselves.
Yeah.
And this high value on our bodies is the one thing you want to avoid is injury.
Yeah.
And the way that you do that is doing, this is another one of my quotes, just enough, not too much. So with your food, with your work, even with your rest, there's 1 hour of Netflix, maybe 3 hours would be okay on a Saturday, but 8 hours of Netflix.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what I was doing in March. That's probably not healthy. So just enough. And I always say that to people, like they'll be like, Sue, I want to start eating better. I want to start introducing more greens into my diet. Well, greens can be really hard to digest. So you need just enough, not too much.
Yeah.
And just take that into all areas of life.
That's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah.
And yeah. You're a business owner, so we can talk a little bit about that. What's the best advice you've ever received as a business owner?
The best advice I've ever received is that as an entrepreneur, it is about you. And people come to your business because of you, right? And if you have people working for you, same thing. But it's very much about what you put out and what you give. It's not about the gimmicks. It's not about the flash, but it's about you seeing people. So even if the interchange is, you know, maybe someone doesn't come to me as a client, but that interchange that we have in email, I actually show myself as a person and I ask them questions about themselves. So to stay in this business. So I've been in the business again since I was 18, but Move has been in existence for 12 years. And in the fitness industry, that's a very, very long time to have a successful business. And it is because of the relationships. And it's because and this is what I say to business owners, it needs to be something that you, and I love doing this, that I think about all the time. I honestly do. You're always trying to stay on top of trends, and you're always trying to bring the best things to your people, and admit when you're making a change because of new knowledge or a mistake that you've made. So be human. Be human, I think.
That's really cool. Really good advice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where would you recommend for an entrepreneur to look for education on mindset or wellness? Where should they turn to?
You know what? I used to say, you know, it used to be the written word, right? I used to love going to fitness conventions. So in whatever industry you're in, being with like-minded people, even people who aren't like-minded, but are in the same industry, you can still learn from them what they do or what they don't do.
Yeah.
Most recently for me, podcasts have blown up my world. I never would listen to them. And then starting in March, I would go on really long dog walks and I would listen. And I think the biggest thing for me is connecting outside of your little community. So, you know, in the real estate world, listening to a podcast from Singapore about what's the market like there, it doesn't mean you're in exactly the same situation, but I have found such a comfort as a business owner, listening to podcasts in my industry, but also outside of my industry, about change, about pivoting, which is the big word, about flexibility, and about how to stay well as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I think there is such comfort in the learning coming from people who are truly, truly willing to tell the truth versus maybe a story that I might read in a magazine where it's been carefully edited and the questions have been, you know, kept more on the surface.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Totally. I get that. Awesome. Thank you so much. Do you want to tell us where can we find you? Where can we find about your programs, or where can we sign up?
Yeah. So my website is moveable.com, M-O-V-E-A-B-E-L-L, my last name, .com. And I'm also under moveable on Instagram.
Cool.
So you can see a little bit more about what I'm about, my workout philosophy, which is about keeping going for the rest of your life. It's a lifestyle. And, you know, I talk a lot about my dog and things like that on my Instagram as well. And cool. Just give little tips and little videos about how to stay well as we move.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maud,
for sharing all of that. That's super, super important information for us to know, especially right now.